I don't know how my mother walked her trouble down. I don't know how my father stood his ground. I don't know how my people survived slavery. I do remember, that's why I believe. I don't know why the rivers overflow their banks. I don't know why the snow falls and covers the ground. I don't know why the hurricane sweeps through the land every now and then. Standing in a rainstorm, I believe. Head up my letter, head up, head up.
Cornfield's book entitled After the Ecstasy, the Laundry, How the Heart Grows Wise on the Spiritual Path. After the Ecstasy, the Laundry, How the Heart Grows Wise on the Spiritual Path. He tells the story of a yogi and saint named Mila, who was living in a cave in Tibet for many years to achieve spiritual enlightenment. And one day after Mila became enlightened, Mila left the cave to go and collect firewood. And when he returned, he saw demons in the cave. And at first he was really frightened. But eventually he began to think in his enlightened state, these might be gods. And all the time I've been here, all of these years, I have sought enlightenment, but I have never praised them. And so he began to sing a song of praise. He's saying, you demons are obstacles. Drink this nectar of friendliness and compassion and be gone. And the demons who were performing magic tricks went away. And so Mila sang again. It is wonderful that you demons came today. You must come again tomorrow. From time to time, we should converse. And whoosh, three more demons vanished like a rainbow, and Mila sang again for the very last one. A demon like you does not intimidate me. If a demon like you could intimidate me, the compassion that I have learned would be of little value. Demon, if you want to stay longer, that's fine with me. If you have friends, bring them along. We will talk out our differences. May Buddha grant your blessing so that this lowly one may have complete compassion. May the Buddha grant your blessing so that I may have complete compassion. And then with friendliness and love and no concern for his own body, Mila made the ultimate sacrifice. He placed himself in the mouth of the demon. And his love was so strong that even the last demon could not eat him, and so the demon vanished. Buddhists teach that when the demons arrive, the monsters, the ugly things, the horrible things that we do not want to face, the things that cause us fear, resentment, and hatred, the things that make us feel bad and afraid and terrified, we have to realize that they are illusions that are part of the dance of life itself. When they threaten, we have to realize it is only an illusion that is creating danger or terror or sadness or disappointment or depression. Whatever it is that appears mean and threatening and hurtful is only an illusion. In the Old Testament, the 9th commandment says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." And in the New Testament, in Matthew 22, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus replies, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." And in his letter to the Galatians, Paul writes, "The entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself." Let me say it again. Love your neighbor as yourself resonates with the 9th commandment: you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. And so Irvin Seal, who writes about the 10 commandments, breaks this down in a wonderful way. He says that a neighbor is anyone or anything that is close to you. In a physical sense, our neighbor is the apartment next door, or the colleague that we work with, or the student in our school, or the passenger near us on the train. But we have a neighbor that is closer than all of them, and that is the neighbor, the thought in our own minds. Seal says, and I love his definition, he says, "Whatever you are aware of as existing next to you, but are not yet one with, is your neighbor." Let me say this again. Whatever you are aware of as existing next to you, but is not yet one with you, is your neighbor. What concerns you the most, what you think most often about, what you believe is separate from who you are, the challenges that you have, the people who you may not like, the success that you strive for, the habits that you want to overcome, the fears that you have, the business that you have created, the tasks that you must do, these things are often our neighbors. You may be on good terms with them, or you may be quarreling. You may be afraid of them or see them as a demon. But regardless of how they appear in the material world, know that whoever they are, in whatever form they take, they are a blessing. Seal calls them a visitor from heaven. Let me say this again. Irvin Seal calls our neighbors visitors from heaven who should always be treated with love. Every demon that challenges us is a blessing. Not only did Mila give his demon love, not only did he face him head on, but he made the ultimate sacrifice. He stuck his head in his mouth. And how could he do that and win? Because his love was greater than the appearance of a demon. Longer even on the same level of consciousness. Let me say this again. Mila's love was greater than the appearances of threats, greater than the appearances of lack, greater than the appearances of destruction, greater than the appearances of negativity, so he could walk fully into those appearances with the power and the strength and the awareness of love and not even be on the same level of consciousness. Jesus says, don't resist evil, but overcome it with good. He said, get behind me, Satan. Get behind me, because whatever you are, I know is in my mind. You may try to tempt me. You may appear to be adverse to me, but I am pressing on without bearing false witness because, beloved, I see the good in you. I'm not judging by the appearances of things, but I am being lifted by righteous judgment, by inexhaustible supply, by the awesome good of God's grace, by perfect health and wholeness, by the divine order of miracles, endlessly blessing in the ebb and the flow of all that life is. I do not give false testimony against my neighbor, but instead I welcome, I embrace, I love my neighbor as myself. I move through the appearances of things today, and I open up this circle in the full awareness of God's good that is always blessing us. And if there is anything that is in the world around me, anything that is in the flesh, I release and I let it go, and I walk fully into its open mouth with the full awareness of Spirit's love, always blessing, always anointing, always giving me. And I shine my light above and beyond any false testimony against my neighbor. I walk forward fully realizing that my neighbor is me. And I radiate the love and the light and the energy and the power and the peace and the presence of all that I am. I walk forward and fully into a wonderful trip in Israel. I walk fully into a wonderful trip in Egypt, aware of the fullness of the presence of God's good protecting me, God's good allowing me to spread love and to be light and to energize that wonderful, awesome place with the peace of all that Spirit is. How awesome it is to open up our call today, filled with the realization that God's good, God's perfect light and perfect peace is radiating in, as, and through us, and no weapon formed against us prospers. Nothing that is in the material world has the capacity, has the power, has the strength, has the ability to do anything for us that is not in our highest good.
Jesus, our Savior, I believe in God, our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God
is created world. Lord, this morning I pray for our president and the other members in his cabinet and the other leaders that we have, if it's even on the state level. Lord, I ask you this morning to bless them that they might be able to represent us in a Christ-like way. Thank you this morning. each of them, and especially our president. Lord, this morning I ask you to guide him, to lead him, let him make the right decisions for our country, and in all manners, Lord, have respect for our country. Lord, I'm so grateful this morning that I have the opportunity to pray for him over this telephone because it's going out into the atmosphere, Lord, and I'm so grateful this morning. I send him this morning my blessings and my love, leading him, dear Lord. Leading him, dear Lord. May we be able to see a change in him, Lord. And I'm thanking you for that change. Thank you, God, this morning for each of you that's represented on this prayer line. Thanking him this morning, dear Lord, for guiding and blessing Reverend Cecilia, knowing that she will have a great trip, safe trip. I'm thanking you for that this morning. I'm thanking you this morning, Lord, that she's in the best care, and that's with you. I know that you're one with her, and I know that you'll be guiding and leading her. I'm so grateful this morning for her. I'm grateful for her accomplishment, and I'm grateful that an article in a magazine by the fire department, she acknowledged me as where she received her beginning from. And I'm thankful for that this morning, Lord. Thanking you this morning, dear Lord, that I am able to bless my neighbors. I thank you for my neighbors, whether they are close or near. Just thanking you, dear Lord. Thanking you and giving you the praise. Thanking you.
Thank you for the catches of protection, Lord, that you have placed around each and every one of our families, Father God. Lord, I ask you, Father God, to put your hedge of protection and your guidance around Reverend Cecilia as she go on her journey, Father God, to do the work that you have placed in her part to do, Father. And thank you, Lord, for spirit move, for all the blessings that I receive each and every day from being affiliated with them, Father God. Lord, thank you, Lord, that I have the confidence, Lord, and the knowledge that I know that I will never be alone, Father God, as I deal with demons that comes before me, Father God, in the paths that you have chosen for me to follow, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I can use your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding in order to deal with those battles that come before me, Father. And I see these things, Lord, in Jesus' almighty name.
Have you any rivers that seem uncrossable? And have you any mountains that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible, and he will do what no other power but holy power can do.
How grateful we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. When we love each one of God's creatures, including who we are and where we are and all of our mistakes and our challenges and our imperfections and our demons, what happens is that we realize that they are not bad. They are the best opportunity that we could possibly have to express the divine in us. Even when we think we have it all worked out, we return to our caves sometimes, and we realize that we have challenges, we have obstacles, we have neighbors that are dancing out and acting the fool around us, pushing us forward to shine our lights and become our best selves. If we really look these challenges in the eye, what we will see is simply ourselves, and we will find in that vision all of the love that we need to give to whatever our challenge is. Because ultimately, those challenges are simply there to bless us, to anoint us, to enlighten us, and to love us. We do not pass any false transgressions, feelings, or speech against our neighbors today. We lift them up. We, here and now, in this moment, we allow our circle to open up and to impart a powerful feeling of love, a love for each and every person in this circle that is blessing every challenge that we may have faced or are facing. A powerful love that is blessing our neighbors, those things that appear separate, those things that appear disjointed, those things that appear to challenge us. We bless them with love and light today. We bless them and we face them with the full, powerful, and anointing of Spirit always expressing as us. We bless them today and we just lift ourselves up way above them until the power and the presence of all that they are supposed to teach us. And here and now in our circle this morning, we speed up those lessons today so that we allow ourselves to move
forward from the here and the now to be lifted above those neighbors in the full unity of spirit, expressing as we are without limitation, without doubt, without confusion, without worry, realizing that we are nothing and no more than the absolute good of spirit. We are the absolute goodness of God. We are the inexhaustible supply of God's amazing good. We are the pure potential and the infinite possibility of spirit, always moving, always giving, always loving in, as, and through us. And this morning, we allow that good, that love to lift up our circle and to bless all of those within our immediate midst, all of those neighbors that surround us, all of those pure potentials and opportunity that are before us. And we cast our net wide to bless all of those neighbors in our city, all of those neighbors in our country, all of those neighbors in our world. And in the completion of these blessings, in this perfect health and wholeness, in this divine grace and good, we know that it is so. And so we say, it is. Amen.
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 Amen. Without the promise of heaven, paradise, streets paved in gold.
Love you too.
Would you slay your sister, your brother, man?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For another man's grief, as if you believe that your God is better than another man. How we gonna end all your suffering? As if you believe that your God is better than another woman. How we gonna end all your suffering and strife? You believe great God's gonna come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you look for yours here on earth. It's at hand. If you believe that your God is better than another man, how you gonna end all this suffering? You believe that your God is better than another woman, how we gonna end all this suffering and strife?
If you believe, if you believe.